you for your son. We thank you for your son, Jesus, who died on the cruel cross and who you sent to atone for our many, many sins and transgressions. Forgive me, Father, for my sins so that this prayer will not be hindered. Forgive all of us, Father. You know we fall short each and every day, but help us to navigate this thing called life. Strengthen us in mind, in body, as well as in spirit. I come praying, Father God, for the sick among us, those that are going through various treatments and tests. Also, comfort those, dear Father, that are dealing with grief and bereavement. Help us all, Father, to accept your will. Lord, I ask you to bless the Lady Prayer Warrior Sisterhood. Bless each endeavor, especially our upcoming 24-hour prayer-a-thon. Be with us on this call, dear Lord, as we salute each one of our administrators, Sister Sharaka Melton, Sister Dorothy Ross Jenkins, Sister Katrina Stafford, Sister Jan C. Goolsby, Sister Vivine Mills, Sister Natissa Thompson, and Sister Bridges White. Father, be with us as we demonstrate and we show them appreciation for their love, for their dedication, for their leadership and guidance, Father. It is in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ I do pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Sister Adrienne, for that wonderful and heartfelt prayer. Thank you for kicking us off on the right note. We really appreciate that. All right, thank you. Now we are going to be moving on to our prison ministry salute by Sister Linda Newsom.
Praise ye the mighty name of Christ Jesus, sisters. I'm to do the prison salute. And first of all, I'd just like to welcome you here and thank the administrator for giving me this opportunity to present this. This prison ministry team leader is Sister Jan C. Goolsby, and she's also an administrator. And it's a two-part ministry. It's a prison part where we write inmates. We are trying to obtain names and addresses and their facilities because saving of souls is still in the process of God having his word. On not just be in public, yes, behind prison bars and walls where they are established. Also, we are to let our life and our words be a witness to his goodness and grace, and this is what we do. We uplift and encourage inmates to write and mature in God's word. And also the second part of our ministry is cards. The lady sends out cards to those who are sick on their bed of afflictions and hospitals, for test surgeries and recovery and bereavement, those are grieving, and other issues. And they are to, you know, uplift spirits in love and all. This is what we do. And if you want to become a part of this ministry, contact our team leader, Sister Jan C. Goolsby. And I greatly thank you for even listening to me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Sister Linda, for that wonderful and informative prison ministry salute. Thank you to our wonderful admin, Sister Jan, and the prison ministry team. Awesome job. Thank you. All right, my sisters, at this time, we are going to be having our scripture reading by Sister Ruby Underwood.
Good evening, ladies. Thank you, Sister Marie. They're doing a magnificent job hosting. I'll be reading 1 Thessalonians, probably starting with verse 2. This is Paul to the Thessalonians, but I thought it was appropriate for our admins. And starting with verse 2, it says, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers, remembering without ceasing your work of faith, labor of love, and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the sight of our God and Father. Knowing, beloved brethren, your election by God. For our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Spirit, and in much assurance, as you know what kind of men you were among you for your sake. And you became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Spirit. So that was Paul talking to the Thessalonians, but I thought it'd be appropriate for our admin just to know we give thanks to them for their hard work and for their election of sure and for always having patience and love doing the things that God would have them do. And thank you, sisters, and I pray that the scripture, we'll take adhere to it, all of us. And we do thank our admins for all of their hard work and love. In Jesus' name. Thank you, sisters.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Ruby, for choosing such a wonderful and appropriate scripture. We definitely want to show our thanksgiving to our admins for their labor of love. Thank you, sis. Amen and amen. Wonderful reading of the Holy Word. All right, sister. So continuing with our program. Remember, we are on this special edition of this Friday night. It is Administration Appreciation Program. Remember, August is celebrated as Admin Appreciation Month. We use this time to show appreciation to our admins by ensuring that they rest and by showing them that we have learned from them and we want to carry on the work that they have been doing. So we love and appreciate our wonderful admins. At this time, we're going to be having a song praise by our dear sister Elizabeth.
Good evening, sisters. Thank you, Sister Mary, for hosting. Time is filled with swift transition. Not a forgotten who can stand. Being in hope and things eternal. All to God's unchanging hands. All to His hand, to God's unchanging hands. All to His hand, to God's unchanging hands. Being open things eternal. All to God's unchanging hands. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever year may bring, if my earthly friend forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. All to His hand, to God's unchanging hand. All to His hand, to God's unchanging hand. Build open things eternal. All to God's unchanging hand. Cover not this world in riches, that so rapidly decays. Seek to gain the heavenly treasure, they will never pass away. All to His hand, to God's unchanging hand. All to His hand, to God's unchanging hand. Still hope something's eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, then by the Holy Glory, your enraptured soul will view. All to his hand, to God's unchanging hand. All to his hand, to God's unchanging hand. Feel your hopes and things eternal. All to God's unchanging hand.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Sister Elizabeth, for that beautiful song and for reminding us to continuously hold to God's unchanging hand. Thank you so very much, Sister Elizabeth. You are a songbird. Thank you. Sisters, I hope you are having a wonderful time as we shower love and appreciation on our admins this evening. All right. So now we're going to be having a tribute by our wonderful sister, Charles Tetter Gwynn.
Good evening, fellow Lady Prayer Warriors. Tonight we give all honor and praise to our Father and Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Lady Prayer Warriors, let us join together to honor our illustrious and distinguished administrative staff of the Lady Prayer Warriors of the Church of Christ. Words are inadequate to express our appreciation to you, and we are here tonight to let you know that your work is very valued. We salute you, Sharaka Melton, which leads the benevolence team, Dorothy Rouse Jenkins, and she has offered so many Bible study lessons on Friday, and we appreciate you. Natissa Thompson, she keeps us healthy and keeps us strong by leading our health team. Jan C. Goolsby, she puts us to work in service of the Lord in the prison, sick, and shut-in card ministry. Vavine Mills, she welcomes each and every Lady Prayer Warrior as she comes into the sisterhood. And we thank you. Bridges White. Bridges White is special to me because I followed her to the Lady Prayer Warriors of the Church of Christ. And I appreciate her. And we even call her Mama Bridges. Katrina Stafford. She is so thankfully ministering her services in the capacity of our treasurer. That's a very, very distinguished position, and she keeps our books and things going straight. The weekly schedule for our administrators is quite rigorous. Our dedicated administrators host team meetings weekly and also Thursday night prayer calls and the Bible series on Friday nights. Our administrators generously give their talents and service by example, leading by their service, their generosity, and their compassion. And they present opportunities for us to work. We thank you, Lady Prayer Warrior administrators, for a job well done. May God continue to bless you as you lead us forward in our vision to uplift a sinful world through prayer, righteous living, and submission to God and service to mankind. Salute you, Lady Prayer Warriors, administrative staff tonight. Thank you.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. We salute our admins. We salute our admins. Thank you, Sister Charlotte, for those wonderful and well-deserved words of appreciation to our admins. Your tribute definitely allowed us to see or to be reminded of the hard work that our admins do daily. Thank you so very much for such a wonderful tribute. Wow, wow, wow. All right, sisters, we are going to be moving on now to a poem by our poet, Sister Patricia Tiffin.
Thank you so much. Thank you, LPW administrators. Your lives are a living testimony embodying the LPW mission statement. You inspire us to pray without ceasing. You exemplify sincere love, encouragement, and strength. Lady Prayer Warrior admins, you are truly a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, called according to his purpose. Lady Prayer Warrior administrators, today is your day set aside for us to express our gratitude and our appreciation and our love to you. This poem is dedicated to Sister Soraka Melton, President and Leader of the Benevolence Team, Sister Dorothy Rouse Jenkins, Vice President and Program Director, Sister Natissa Thompson, Administrative Secretary and Leader of the Health Team, Sister Katrina Stafford, Treasurer, Sister Levine Mills, Senior Board Advisor, Leader of the Welcome Team, Sister Bridges White, Senior Board Member and Leader of the Task Team Force, Sister Jan Gooseby, Senior Co-Chairman and Leader of the Prison Ministry and Sick and Shut-In Team. Thank you for willingly investing yourselves in the eternal purpose of the Kingdom of God through the investment of your time, energy, and finances as administrators of Lady Prayer Warriors. As administrators of Lady Prayer Warriors, it is well documented that you have been established as diligent, faithful servants of God, firmly grounded in the cause of Christ, who continually fulfill the will of God through the work you oversee. Thank you, Lady Prayer Warrior Administrator. We see you. Lady Prayer Warriors, admins, we see you. Lady Prayer Warrior, admins, we see you. You have chosen the good thing to do. But more importantly, Christ sees you too. He sees you righteously leading with your heart as well as your head. He sees you freely and generously giving like Christ the living bread. He sees your commitment to God with your service and loving care. He sees you sharing the gospel, uplifting others with the power of prayer. Lady Prayer Warriors, admins, we see you. You have chosen the good thing to do. Christ not only sees you, but he knows you too. He knows your spiritual devotion and obedience to God's word and spirit, truth, and deed. He knows your humble, loving commitment to nurture and develop plans to succeed. He knows your calling to responsibly lead by example, putting Christ first in your life. He knows your integrity and unpretentious favor gained by your willing sacrifice. Lady Prayer Warriors, admins, we see you. You have chosen the good thing to do. Christ sees you, and Lady Prayer Warriors is blessed by God through you. God bless you as he empowered Lady Prayer Warriors to brighten lives around the world. God bless you as he intervened to make the impossible possible by faith diligently infertile. God bless you as he chose you long ago according to his purpose, his glory to share. And God bless you as he ultimately ministers through the power of answered prayer. Lady Prayer Warriors admins, we see you. You have chosen the good thing to do. But more importantly, Christ sees you too. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. We see you. But more importantly, Christ sees you. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you, Sister Patricia, for that wonderful poem for our admins. I am just loving these wonderful songs, poems, and tributes as we shower our wonderful, our beautiful admins with our appreciation. We have the best admins. We love our admins. Thank you so very much. We are definitely having a wonderful time on this admin appreciation program. Thank you so very much. At this time, we're going to be having a song by the wonderful Sister Sharon.
Thank you, sis. Congratulations to our admins. We love you. We appreciate you. You're wonderful. You're wonderful. You're wonderful.
I woke up this morning with my mind set on Jesus' side. Woke up this morning with my mind set on the Lord. I woke up this morning with my mind set on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I'm walking and talking with my mind. You know it's set on Jesus' side. Walking and talking with my mind. Set on the Lord. I'm walking and talking with my mind. Set on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm singing and praying with my mind. Set on Jesus' side, singing and praying with my mind. Set on the Lord, I am singing and praying with my mind. Set on Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I really love the Lord. provides so much. Our hearts you sincerely touch. We love you. We love you. Shuraka Melton. Bridges white. Katrina's barefoot. Dorothy Rouse Jenkins, Jen C. Goosey, not his best Thomas, Vivi Mills, Administrative Assistant Roslyn T. Body. We love you. We love you. We really love you.
Thank you.
My. Thank you, Sister Cheryl. Thank you for that beautiful song. Indeed. We love our admin. I just want to thank you all for these wonderful songs and poems and tributes to our admin. You ladies are definitely showing our appreciation. Thank you. All right. So remember, sisters, we're on the Admin Appreciation Program. August is celebrated as Admin Appreciation Month, and we are just here to shower our admins with appreciation and with our love for them. Thank you so very much. All right. At this time, we're going to be having a tribute by Sister Angela Hunter.
Good night, sisters. Thank you, Sister Marie, for hosting. You're doing a great job. Okay. Hello, administrators, the Lady Prior Warriors of the Church of Christ welcomes you to your Administration Appreciation Program. My name is Angela, and I'm so honored to present my salute to you all. Sounds familiar, sisters? Yes. Sister Shiroko says we are all to be crowned up for the 100 days for the 24-hour prayer time. And that's all that has been on our minds. But tonight, we want to take this time out to salute our administrators. The Magnificent Seven, Shiroko Melton, Katrina Stafford, Jan Goolsby, Bridges White, Dorothy Ross Jenkins, Natissa Thompson, Vivian Mills, and we must include our hardworking administrative assistant, Teresa Body. Thank you for your dedication, your loyalty, and your insight, and most of all, your faithfulness to the cause of Christ. You are all mighty warriors of God. Like the saints in Macedonia, you gave yourself first to the Lord and then to us. We certainly cannot thank you enough, and we must give God all the glory and the praise for giving Sister Shiroko the insight and the concept of Lady Prayer Warriors. And what is so phenomenal is that even after these many 19 years and more, she and all the other administrators continue to pray, to work, to encourage, to motivate, to help, to tolerate, to endure, and to love us as if they had just started yesterday. Surely, you have set the example to let us know what it means to not grow weary in well-doing. Every day they shine and show up and show out, putting aside their own personal struggles and cares. They are truly our heroes. And today, on behalf of all our LPW sisters, I would like to induct them into what I will term the LPW Hall of Fame. Movie stars, musicians, and other famous persons all have had their names inducted in their Hall of Fame. A star with their names is set in concrete, but tonight your stars and names are engraved in our hearts. If I may, just imagine your star with the inscription, Sister Shiroko, fearless leader and supreme warrior. Sister Katrina, calm, meticulous, hard-fighting soldier. Sister Jan Goolsby, steadfast, cool, God-fearing warrior. Bridges White, sweet, giver of much love and affection. Sister Dorothy Ross Jenkins, bold, mighty teacher of God's word. Sister Natissa Thompson, serene woman of great faith. Sister Vivian Mills, future woman extraordinaire. Yes, our administrators are this and much more. If they were to share their struggles and the experiences they have encountered over the years of keeping this great ministry together, these verses in Hebrews 11:33-34 would apply. Listen and see if you agree. Who through faith conquered kingdoms? Yes, my LPW administrators have built church buildings in Haiti and India. Administered justice? Well, yes, my LPW administrators on several occasions have settled misunderstandings. Obtained promises? Yes, they were successful in benevolent work, getting pledges for turkey drive and back-to-school supply. Shut the mouth of lions. In some form or another, my LPW administrators have had to discipline or even ban haters or disruptors. Quench raging fires. We know they have helped many who have lost their homes by fire. Escape the edge of the sword. Well, that near-death experience in Haiti, as told to us by Sister Shiroko, would fit right here. One strength out of weaknesses, the many lives that have been touched by our 100 days of prayer, our Thursday night Bible prayer meeting, and our Friday night Bible series, fits right here. Put foreign armies to flight. The fact that there is no other ministry that can even come close to the army of Lady Prayer Warriors is testimony in itself. And as I close, I will borrow the very sentiments of expressed by the Hebrew writer. And what more should I say, for time would fail me to tell. May God continue to bless, keep, strengthen, and let your days as you all continue this good work that God has begun in you. Hip, hip, hooray to the magnificent administrators of the Lady Prayer Warriors. Thank you.
Hip, hip, hooray for the magnificent seven and our admin assistant. Wonderful, wonderful. Brilliant stuff. Brilliant stuff, Sister Angela, thank you for such an awesome tribute. I definitely know that our admins, they're smiling, they're awed, they are feeling appreciated. Wonderful, wonderful. They have been inducted in the LPW Hall of Fame. Awesome. LPW Hall of Fame for our admin. Awesome, awesome. Thank you. It has been a wonderful Admin Appreciation Program thus far. Thank you for these wonderful sentiments of love and appreciation. All right. At this time, sisters, we're going to be having our closing prayer by Sister Lassie Alcorn. Thank you, Sister Lassie.
Hello, ladies. I'll be doing the closing prayer. Let us pray. My Lord and my God, it is once again that you have blessed us with another beautiful day. Thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness and just loving us and being our God. Lord, before I go any further, I'm begging you to forgive me my sins that I've committed so that this prayer will not be hindered. Lord, I want to ask you to bless every sister on the call and the families that they represent. Thank you so much for our 7 admins, Sister Sharaka Melton, Sister Dorothy Ross Jenkins, Sister Jan Goosby, Sister Bridges White, Sister Vivian Mills, Sister Katrina Stafford, and Sister Natissa Thompson, and Sister, our assistant admin, Sister Teresa Body. Lord, bless them with the things that they stand in need of to lead the Lady Prayer Warriors for years to come. Lord, bless our upcoming 24-hour prayer time to be successful, and bless us to pray for many. Lord, look in on the sick and shut in. Bless them with a reasonable portion of their health and to be surrounded by loved ones. Lord, I come praying for the lost souls that they will hear your word and obey before it's everlastingly too late. Lord, thank you so much for allowing us to be on this call tonight. And we hope that all things were done decently and in order and pleasing in your sight. These and all blessings we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Lottie, for humbly approaching the throne of our Father on our behalf. Thank you so very much. Sisters, I want to use this opportunity to thank all our program participants for the awesome, for the excellent job that you all did in showing our admins with love and appreciation. Thank you so very much. Sister Sharaka Melton, we love and appreciate you. Sister Dorothy Rose Jenkins, we love and appreciate you. Sister Bridges White, we love and appreciate you. Sister Jan Goosby, we love and appreciate you. Sister Natissa Thompson, we love and appreciate you. Sister Vivian Mills, we love and appreciate you. Sister Katrina Stafford, we love and appreciate you. And Sister Rosalyn Body, we love and appreciate you. We love our admins. We have the best admins. We are so thankful for our admins, and that is why we are here this evening to show appreciation. Thank you, my wonderful sister. All right, at this time, we're going to be having remarks from our